This is Dr. Zorba Pastor, and you're going to talk about gout today?
Yes, yes.
And what are the concerns people should be aware of?
Well, first of all, gout is not an old disease. It's current and on the rise. There's more gout today than there ever was. As our waistlines have expanded, our gout has become much, much more common. And the underlying cause of gout is hyperuricemia, elevated uric acid in the bloodstream. And I think probably the first thing people should realize, it's not really diet-related. It is caused from the fact that we don't metabolize our protein properly, and we build up this waste product called uric acid in our body. We either overproduce it or under-excrete it. But it's really a metabolic disturbance that's inherited, something that simply is in the body. And there is effective treatment for gout, and if so, you'll have fewer gout flares, and gout flares are awful, just awful.
And what are the signs that someone has gout?
Well, the most common thing is when you give a flare, it's intense pain, red, hot, swollen joint. The most common joint that swells is the great toe, and that's about 50% of the time it's in the great toe. But it's a red, hot, swollen joint that occurs over a period of hours, lasts for a couple of days, sometimes can be very, very debilitating. And that's basically what a flare is. The only way to make the definitive treatment would be to stick a needle in that joint, take out some fluid, and send it to the lab for uric acid. But that is rarely done. It's only done for people who you can't figure out what sort of a joint problem they're having. For most people, it's a very typical presentation of a very rapidly hot, red, warm toe that is then treated effectively, that is looking at the initial treatment of the flare with anti-inflammatories.
And what are some of the anti-inflammatories that are used?
Well, the most common anti-inflammatory is something called indomethacin. Indomethacin or Indocin is the most common prescription anti-inflammatory that's used for gout. And then once you get the gout flare under control, then the goal is to lower uric acid. Now, if you follow every dietary prescription that you can, things not to eat, you can only lower uric acid by about 1 point. And most people who have gout have an elevated uric acid in the 9 or 10-point range. And in order to effectively decrease practically to zero the number of flares you're going to have, you have to lower uric acid to that magic number of 6.0. And you can't do that with diet. You can't get your uric acid down to 6.0. You really need a drug to be able to do this.
And is there a certain age at which those who have a tendency, genetic tendency toward gout, experience the symptoms?
Well, women, and one out of four gout sufferers are women. Women are more likely to get gout after menopause. That's when they tend to get it. But men can pretty much get it at any age. They can get it at any age. A lot of 30-year-old guys, 40-year-old guys get it. Usually sometime in your 20s or 30s you'll have your first gout flare. But one of the issues is that people think of gout as an old disease only affecting old people and only happened in olden days because Ben Franklin had gout and Louis XIV and Tom Jefferson. But the reality is it's not an old disease and it doesn't just affect old people. It's a new disease. Old and new. It's been going since time immemorial, and it affects everybody.
Why do you think it is that people are not as aware of gout as they might be?
Well, I think, first of all, there's a new drug on the market called Euloric, which is very effective. 40 years ago, a drug came out called allopurinol that really changed the course of gout. Many, many people on allopurinol were able to reduce their gout flares dramatically, either eliminate them completely or reduce them dramatically. And so gout flares did not occur as common. But what happens is probably 20 or 30% of the people who take allopurinol do not get their uric acid low enough and continue to have gout flares. And those are the people who the new drug, Euloric, is really geared to people who do not reach the uric acid level of 6.0 or people who continue to have flares, because Euloric at the 80 milligram dose is a much more effective drug. But I think people just don't talk about it. Just like people don't necessarily talk about, years ago didn't talk about diabetes, now they talk about diabetes. They didn't talk about hypertension, now they talk about hypertension. I think people just don't talk about gout. And I think what you're going to find is it's more common than people think, and therefore they're going to start talking about it.
And where can people go for more information?
Well, I think one of the best sites is gout.com, G-O-U-T.com. It's an excellent website. Good information about gout and how to what the symptoms are, what the treatment is, how to keep yourself from getting an attack, drugs that to lower, as I said, either the new drug Uloric or allopurinol, to lower the uric acid so that you don't get gout flares. But gout.com, G-O-U-T.com, is an excellent place to go. Excellent also to wonder if whether or not you have gout. You know, before you go into your doctor, you may want to decide, really, do I have gout or don't I have gout? It's a good place to go to see whether or not you really have those symptoms.
I want to thank you, Dr. Zorba Pastor, for talking with us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.